Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. Today, we're going to be discussing Kelly Rowland and what possibly happened with this dressing room fiasco. So, let's get straight into it. So, basically, what happened was Kelly Rowland was invited to be a guest co-host alongside of Hoda for one of the million hours of Good Morning America. And while she was preparing to guest co-host, she noticed that the dressing room was very small. Now, for those that are not familiar with Good Morning America and what they do, it's a news program, but they also have different segments. They have interviews, they have cooking, they have style tips. So they have a lot of different guests that come on the show. So they have a lot of dressing rooms in the back because depending on what your segment is, it probably depends on how large your dressing room will be and the things you need to do to prepare. So next to Hoda, the guest co-host probably would need the biggest dressing room because they are going to be fulfilling the majority of the show. They are like the MCs of the show. They keep the show rolling. They go from segment to segment. They're going to be there the entire time and they need the most time to prep and prepare. All right, having said that, a guest co-host isn't going to get the size dressing room as the original host and stuff like that because when you're working on the show every single day, of course, you're going to have a larger space and a larger place to kind of like rest, regroup, get yourself together as you are basically a staple on that show. So Kelly's coming in guest co-hosting. They give the biggest dressing room to J-Lo, who is only the musical performer and not the co-host. And when Kelly notices this issue, she's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to pass on the opportunity. You know, thank you for inviting me, but I just know my worth and I'm not going to be put into a smaller dressing room as the co-host while the musical guest gets a larger dressing room. Now, to me, I see no problem with this at all. I feel like Kelly has been in the industry since she was like 14 or 15 years old. Of course, being one of the original members of Destiny's Child and then going on to have an amazing acting and solo career in her own right, not to mention her modeling, her activism, her commercial work. Kelly has done it all. And, you know, she feels as though she should have had the largest dressing room next to Hoda, which to me makes complete sense. Also, I'd like to note that Kelly never made a big deal about this. She wasn't happy with the situation. She told her management and she classily left the set. She never made an issue. She never made a huge drama about it. Rita Ora stepped in last minute, took the smaller dressing room, and proceeded to co-host the rest of the show. Now, Rita Ora kind of caught a stray in this situation because she was asked to do it last minute and she did it, which I have no problem with. Rita Ora is newer in the industry. If that's something that, you know, she was okay with, I do not have a problem with her stepping in last minute. It's a good opportunity for her to get her face out there. She hosted for New Year's Eve and did an amazing job. I think she's really getting into her hosting bag and kind of stepping away from music at this point. So good for her. I don't think that this is an issue between Rita Ora doing it and Kelly not doing it. It's Rita's career. Let her do what she wants to do. There's nothing wrong with her taking an opportunity when it's presented to her. But my thing is, what's wrong with Kelly stepping away when she knows her worth? Kelly is a veteran in this game. She knew exactly what she wanted. She did not get that. And she walked away from an opportunity. Everybody has the right to do that. On your job, if things are not right and you have the opportunity, space, and financial, you know, well-being to step away from something when it's not right, you would do the exact same thing. Now, Bethany Frankel entered the chat. Why? Who knows? But she entered the chat and she was just like, you know, you have to take these opportunities. Everything might not be right behind the scenes, but you don't want to miss an opportunity like this. First of all, Bethany, I'm going to need you to be quiet because you don't understand the situation. None of us do because Kelly, as professional as she is, never spoke about it. She never made a statement. She just walked off the set. So how do you know that that was the only thing that happened? Secondly, even if it was the only thing that happened, you know what you deserve as someone who's been in this industry for a long time. You also know when shade is being thrown at you. The musical guest should not have a larger dressing room than the person who was co-hosting the show. That's just the tea. Like, that's just how it goes. So for J-Lo to think and her people to think that you know, or not even her people. I won't put this on J-Lo because who's to say if she decided which room she was going to be in. For Good Morning America to decide that J-Lo would have the larger room while Kelly didn't have the larger room. Also, we don't know what Kelly's gone through in her professional career as a dark-skinned Black woman. And this is goes back to what Taraji is talking about. So many people are so thank you for the opportunity. So thankful for the opportunity. I won't say anything. I won't complain. I'll drive myself to set. All these things. And she's like, no, I know my worth. I'm not going to kick up about it. But at the same time, I'm not going to take what I know is not proper for the co-host of this show. Anyone else who came up here to co-host the show alongside Hoda would have probably got the larger dressing room. And it's no shade to J-Lo or anybody else who was performing that day, but to know what you know and know your worth is worth your weight in gold. She's been in this industry long enough to know when she deserves something that she should get it, or, you know, every single time she comes onto a set, she can basically expect the same disrespect. And I think that Kelly did the right thing in this situation. I also think that the person who put this information out should be fired. This was a background situation, okay? This was behind stage. Nothing came to the media, and somebody thought that this was tea, and they ran to the blogs with it. It was all over the blogs. It was all over everything because Kelly was slated to perform. Nobody knew why she did not co-host. That was information that should not have been privy to the general public. Whoever leaked that information should be fired. Because A, it makes Good Morning America look terrible. Black History Month. Okay? And even if it wasn't, y'all look terrible. It looks like a lack of management of the background dressing rooms and the spaces on your part. It looks like a mishandling of Black women. Okay? And it makes you guys look terrible as a network. So Disney, y'all get that together. So it makes you look bad. Whoever's back there running their mouth, you need to fire them because they're leaking your tea and it's not making you come off the way you think it is. It didn't make Kelly look like a diva. It looked like she was somebody who was standing up for herself after being disrespected and wronged in a situation where she was coming on to help you all as a guest co-host when somebody was out. So that's all I have to say about that. I wish Bethany would have never inserted herself. I will say shout out to Marlon Wayans, who came to the defense of Kelly and said, you know, she's professional. She's always great to work with. We don't know what else might have happened on set that day, but I can guarantee you that she is not a person that comes on set as a diva. And even if she was, she deserved that. She has earned that right in the industry to come onto the set and demand anything that she wants. She's been a working commercial star since she has been 14 years old, and she never has had any issues before, always doing what she needs to do, being where she needs to be, a consummate professional, and best friends with Beyonce. So let's face it, she could really do whatever she wants to do if she wanted to, but she never does that. So I just think people just need to relax. And not really have any, because basically we should have known this. We should have never known this information anyway. It was leaked information that was never confirmed by Kelly or Good Morning America. And people have just taken it and ran with it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, all right, you know, we don't know specifically what happened. People are guesstimating and assuming based off the word of somebody who may or may have not been backstage. Like, it's so ridiculous. Can't wait till this blows over. But I saw some shade and then Bethany got involved. So I was like, let me just defend my girl because we will not be having no Kelly Rowland slander ever, ever, ever. Y'all better go on Netflix and watch her new movie that's coming out next week. All we're going to do is support that chocolate queen. I dare y'all. Y'all will never make me hate Kelly Rowland. Never. Never. All right. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your long weekend if you have one. And I will see you in the long form episode on Monday. I love you for listening. Bye.